Now we come to Psalm 128, and over this psalm there can be written, Home Sweet Home. And Luther called it the marriage song. And you have here a description of happy family life. And you have the invocation of the Lord's blessing here. And here is God's picture of a happy family. And what is its foundation? Well, let's look at the psalm. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. What is it that makes a happy family? What's the foundation? Oh, I know that there's all kinds of conferences today for the family, the young family, and how they can adopt certain methods and adjust themselves to certain procedures. My friend, you can never have a happy home until there's the fear of the Lord in that home, and a home where they walk day by day in the home in the ways of the Lord. This idea today that psychologically that you are learned to adjust your finances and the wife is to do this, and then when you have a quarrel, why, you are to work things out. It's like the man that was asked the question why he had lived so long. Well, he said, I've lived outdoors. I've had an outdoor life. They said, well, we didn't know that. Oh, yes, he said. He said, when I got married, why, my wife and I decided that every time we had a quarrel that I'd go outside. He said, I've had an outdoor life. Well, my friends, may I say to you that that's not the way it's done. There must be the fear of the Lord. And now will you notice verse 2? For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, and happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. It's a place where the husband works, by the way. Verse 3, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. If there is a family altar, here it is. Right here. Many of you already know that I do not like the present-day setup of the family altar, where it's a hit-and-miss proposition and where they come in a hurry, read a few verses of Scripture, and then everyone starts out in every direction, and they're like the cowboy that mounted his horse and rode off in every direction. And that's the way of the family altar, I'm afraid, as it's practiced today. Here it is. It's a place where the wife and the children gather about the table. And notice verse 4, it says, behold, that thus shalt the man be blessed who feareth the Lord. Can't get away from that, unless there's that reverential fear of God, obedience unto him. The children know whether you love the Lord, whether you're serving him, whether you're obeying him, whether he's important in your life. My friend, there's no substitute for that. You can go to all these little conferences all you want to. You never have a happy home until you get rightly related with God. And when you get rightly related with God, then it'll be amazing how many of these other problems that they just fall into place and take care of themselves. Now we're told, verse 5, the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace upon Israel. There's a very interesting statement that's been made in reference to this psalm, and I'd like to pass it on to you because it's quite interesting. It says, before the fall, paradise was man's home. After the fall, the home was man's paradise. And friends, it can be either paradise or the opposite of it. This is a wonderful little psalm here.